由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够再次收听我哋嘅节目《天路导向》。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
上次咧，我哋唔够时间咧，系讲所有嘅内容，咁所以咧，我哋今日咧系会接住上一次未讲完嘅内容咧，继续分享嘅。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
希望咧你能够准备好你嘅圣经嚟去收听我哋今日嘅节目。
Look with me, beginning with 1 Kings 21:15.
首先咧，我哋系要从呢个列王纪上21:15《列王纪上21:15嗰度开始睇起嘅。
When Jezebel heard that Naboth was dead，
嗱，当耶洗别听见拿伯死咗咧。
She went to Ahab and said,
她就对阿哈讲了,
The vineyard is yours.
她说, 拿伯的葡萄园现在是你的了。
It is our anniversary gift.
你可以呢, 是拿它呢, 是当做我们结婚周年的礼物。
Verse 16.
那在第十六节, 即是列王纪上21:16第十六节那里呢, 就说了,
With cold heartedness,He went down and took possession of it.
他说阿哈呢就硬着心就下去呢是拿了拿伯的葡萄园了。
My listening friend,
我亲爱的听众朋友
I hope you're continuing to listen very carefully.
我希望呢你能够是仔细一点是清楚一点是听我要讲的。
The word of God has never denied that it is An eminently realistic book.
神的话语，圣经所讲述的，全部呢，都是完全真实的。
The people in the Bible have not been taken out, washed, dressed up, wrapped in cellophane paper, and presented as perfect people.
圣经里面的人物，从来呢，都没有呢，是被拿出来，洗干净，化好的妆，包在玻璃纸里面就当做好像很完美的人物样好像货品样是展现在我们的眼前的。
No.
绝对没有这样做的。
The Bible says,
在圣经里面呢
In Hebrews 11:25,
圣经呢在希伯来书11:25希伯来书11:25那里这样讲。
There is pleasure in sin for a season.
他说有短暂的罪中之乐。
If someone covets another man's business,
他说如果一个人是垂涎其他人的事业
or another man's wife,
或者是垂涎他人的妻子
or another man's possession,
又或者是垂涎他人的财物的话
there is a moment of anticipation in that.
那有一段时间呢你可能是会满怀期待有很多的想象很多的幻想的。
When you are riding the wave of sin,
有时呢当你是在罪里面在打滚的时候呢
of covetousness,
在这个贪欲里面呢在翻腾的时候
you may feel that you are larger than life,
或者呢你会觉得自己呢是在驾驭着你的生命
that you are above the circumstances,
你会觉得呢你已经是超越了这个的、客观的环境了。
Oh, but it's only for a season.
但是呢这个其实只是暂时性的。
There is a question that every honest person must ask at this point of their life.
有一个问题呢，是所有诚实的人在他有生之年呢，都一定要问自己的。
So many great men in the Bible asked it.
在圣经里面，很多伟大的人物呢，都问过同样的问题。
And it is this.
而这个问题呢，就是
Where is God?
神究竟在哪里呢？
Where is God when an honest man like Naboth is unjustly killed?
当拿伯咁样咁诚实嘅一个人被杀嘅时候，神究竟喺边一度呢？
Where is God when a woman like Jezebel defiles the whole nation?
当耶洗别咁样咁邪恶嘅一个女人，令到整个嘅国家系陷入罪恶里边嘅时候，神究竟喺边一度呢？
Where is God when a vacillating wimp like Ahab can go into Naboth's vineyard and enjoy the fruit of his greed?
当亚哈王这个优柔寡断的懦夫走入去拿伯的葡萄园去满足他那份的贪婪的欲望的时候，
Where is God in all of this?
当这一切发生的时候，神究竟在哪里呢？
This is the very question that the psalmist asked in Psalm 73.
这个呢也都正正是诗篇73篇的作者所问的问题。
In fact, he confessed that he nearly slipped.
事实上呢，他承认自己呢，是几乎呢，是被绊倒了。
Listen carefully, please.
请你呢，是仔细的听我讲。
God is there.
神一路都在那里，没离开过。
Just because he is merciful and long-suffering, it does not mean that he is not just.
神是满有慈悲，他是忍耐等候的，但是并不代表他是不公平的。
Don't judge by appearance.
我们呢，不要单单从外表去做判断。
Don't think that this life is all there is.
我们不要认为生命呢，就只是得今生而已。
Be patient and wait and you will see the goodness of God.
我们要耐心地去等候神，咁你咧就会明白神嘅良善噶啦。
God always has the last word。
喺最后最终嘅时候咧，神系一定有判决有审判嘅。
He really does。
佢系一定会有嘅。
First Kings 21:17 says，
喺旧约圣经嘅列王纪上21:17，列王纪上21:17嗰度话。
The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite.
嗰度话耶和华嘅话临到提斯比人以利亚咁样讲。
Go down and meet Ahab the king of Israel.
佢话你起来去见以色列王亚哈。
Who rules in Samaria?
佢咧系住喺撒玛利亚嗰度嘅。
He is now in Naboth's vineyard.
佢喺拿伯嘅葡萄园里边。
Where he has gone to take possession of it.
他呢，正是准备去占有这个的葡萄园。
God knew that this wicked man was ruling over Samaria.
神呢，他是知道这个邪恶的人在撒玛利亚呢，是做着皇帝的。
And God knew that this man was now enjoying the fruit of his sin in Naboth's vineyard.
神亦都知道这个亚哈王呢，他在拿伯的葡萄园里面呢，是正享受着他自己犯罪的果实。
God told Elijah to say what will be the consequences for every wicked person.
神叫以利亚去对亚哈讲，恶人是有恶报的。
God just sped up the time so that we could see it.
神呢，只不过是加速了那个报应的时间，让我们呢可以看得见。
Here's what he said.
他呢就这样讲。
Don't enjoy your vineyard too much.
他说不要只顾享受你的葡萄园。
For the dogs that licked Naboth's blood will lick yours.
他说狗在哪里去舔拿伯的血呢，亦都必定会在哪里去舔你的血的。
Listen carefully, my dear friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你呢是留心一点去听以下下来的内容。
Don't ever confuse God's patience as God's weakness.
不要呢将神的忍耐是误认为呢是他的软弱。
Don't confuse God's patience as if it is God's indifference.
唔好咧，将神嘅忍耐系误以为咧系佢冷漠，系漠不关心。
Don't confuse God's patience with unfairness.
亦都唔好咧，系将神嘅忍耐误以为咧系佢唔公平。
God will always have the last word.
喺最后最终嘅时候，神系必定有审判嘅。
Can you imagine how Ahab felt every time he heard a dog bark?
你能唔能够想象每当阿哈听见狗吠嘅时候，佢心里边嘅感受系点样嘅咧？
Does God always execute judgment immediately like this?
神系咪总系咁样咁迅速嘅去执行审判嘅咧？
Usually he doesn't.
通常咧，佢系唔会咁迅速嘅去执行佢嘅审判嘅。
It is an exception that Adam is confronted by God in the garden.
但是亚当在伊甸园犯罪之后，神就立刻去处置，可以说这个是一个特殊的例子。
It is an exception that Cain was marked.
当该人是被标上这个记号的时候，这个也是一个例外的例子。
It was an exception that David was confronted with his sin.
当神向大卫王问罪的时候，这个也是一个例外。
It is an exception that Herod the Great dies rotting inwardly because of his slaughter of infants.
当希律王杀婴孩之后，他的内脏腐蚀而死，这个呢也都是一个例外。
It is an exception that Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead immediately after lying to the apostles.
阿拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们欺骗使徒之后即刻扑倒在地上死了，这个呢也都是例外。
These may be exceptions.
这些呢或者只不过是一些特殊的例子。
But they are examples.
但是他们也都是呢一些很好的尴尬，是让到我们呢是引以为鉴的。
These examples are enough to remind every one of us that the consequences of sin can be immediate or delayed.
这些尴尬呢是足以警告我们犯罪的人呢迟早是会有报应的。
But don't make a mistake about it.
但是呢我们千万不要搞错。
No one will escape the justice of God.
没有人是能够逃脱到神公义的审判的。
God will always have the last word.
在最后在最终的时间神是必定会审判的。
You may think that you are getting away with your unbelief.
你拒绝相信神，或者是因为你以为自己可以侥幸逃脱呢？
You may think that you are getting away with your life of compromise.
你过住和罪恶妥协的生活，或者你认为你可以很侥幸地走得了。
You may be tempted to think that God doesn't care about your sin because nothing has happened to you.
你或者会认为神不介意你所犯的罪，因为你一直都好好地没什么事。
No, my friend.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，事实并不是这样的。
Don't mistake God's patience for weakness.
请你呢是不要将神的忍耐误以为呢是神的软弱。
The Bible said that God commands all men everywhere to repent.
圣经说神要所有的人都悔改。
For he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world.
因为神呢，是已经定了一个日子，要去审判这个世界了。
By the man he has appointed Jesus Christ.
神呢，是指派耶稣基督来去审判这个世界的。
Thank you.
First Kings 22:34.
喺《列王纪上》嘅22:34嗰度话
，Ahab was shot in the battle where he was disguising himself。
亚哈王咧喺战场上边，虽然咧佢系伪装、系乔装咗自己，但系咧结果都系俾箭咧系射中嘅。
Was it an accident？
呢个系咪一个意外？系咪一个偶然发生嘅意外咧
？No, there is no accident with God。
绝对唔系嘅，喺神里边系冇偶然嘅事嘅。
Ahab went to battle disguising himself, but the arrow shot him exactly.
亚哈王喺战场上边，佢乔装咗自己，扮做一个普通嘅士兵，但系咧，佢仍然系俾箭射中嘅。
Listen carefully to this dramatic aftermath.
请你咧系特别嘅注意，特别嘅留心去听呢一个咧咁有戏剧性嘅一个后果。
King Ahab told his driver to get him out of the battlefield because he was wounded.
亚哈王咧对嗰个系赶车嘅人咧讲，佢话我受咗重伤，你转过嗰个车，让我咧系拉我离开呢个战阵啦。
All day long he was propped up in his chariot.
但系咧，佢却系被人咧系扶喺车上边企咗一整日嘅。
And his blood ran on the floor of the chariot.
佢嘅血咧系流满咗成架嘅战车。
After they buried him.
咁大家咧就将佢系埋葬，咁埋葬咗之后咧
，The chariot was washed at the pool in Samaria。
咁又有人咧系将佢嘅战车咧系洗到去撒玛利亚嘅水池旁边咧系去清洗嘅
，Where the prostitutes bathe。
咁嗰个地方咧，即系撒玛利亚嘅水池旁边咧，系妓女冲凉嘅地方嚟嘅。
There
就喺嗰度。
The dogs licked up his blood just as the word of God had said.
就有啲狗咧嚟去舐佢嘅血，就好似咧耶和华所讲嘅说话一样。
I told you God will always have the last word.
我已经讲过啦，最后喺最终嘅时间，神系必定会执行审判嘅。
Oh, there's an irony here.
喺呢一度咧，最讽刺嘅嘢咧系。
Ahab introduced the worship of Baal along with its cultic prostitution to the nation of Israel.
亚哈咧将巴力崇拜同埋咧淫乱嘅仪式咧带到去以色列嗰度。
So the dogs licked his blood from the pool where the prostitutes bathe.
结果咧，啲狗咧就喺妓女冲凉嘅池边咧去舐佢嘅血。
He had shed the blood of Naboth.
佢曾经咧系要拿伯咧系流佢嘅血。
Now his own blood was shed。
而家咧佢自己嘅血咧亦都流出嚟啦。
Let me tell you as I conclude about three judgments。
让我话俾你听啊，有三种嘅审判嘅。
There is an internal judgment。
第一种嘅审判咧就系你自己内心嘅审判。
Which you do yourself to yourself。
你咧系审判你自己。
There is an external judgment.
第二种嘅审判咧，就系外在嘅审判。
God takes care of that.
咁咧，这个外在嘅审判咧，就系由神嚟去完成嘅。
And then there is an eternal judgment.
咁第三种嘅审判咧，就系永恒里边嘅审判啦。
It will go on forever and ever.
咁呢个喺永恒里边嘅审判咧，系将会持续一路去到永远嘅。
I want to tell you this day.
咁今日咧，我就想同你讲
that the best judgment is the internal judgment.
最好嘅审判咧，其实咧系喺你内心里边嗰个嘅审判。
Why?
点解我咁样讲咧
？Because when you judge yourself,
因为啊，当你去审判你自己嘅时候
，and you do it between yourself and God.
当你咧系自己面对住神。做出反省嘅时候咧
，You literally stop God from judging you externally。
咁神咧就唔需要咧系从外面咧嚟去审判你，唔需要咧系有第二种嘅审判，嗰种外在嘅审判。
I don't know what it is that you need to judge in your life today。
我唔知道你喺你嘅生命里边需要咧有边啲嘅地方咧去审判你自己。
Perhaps it is a relationship that does not belong in your life。
可能是在你生命里面一段不应该有的关系。
Perhaps you have some possession or money that does not belong to you.
可能呢是你不应该拥有的一些金钱。
Perhaps it is unbridled lust or covetousness after something or someone.
又或者呢是你对某个人放纵的情欲，又或者呢是对某些嘢的贪婪。
Perhaps it's an anger that is eating you up.
或者呢是在你里面的怒气正在呢腐蚀你的心灵。
Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit is able to tell you what it is that needs internal judgment.
无论是什么都好，圣灵都会告诉你哪里需要内心的审判。
The best thing that could happen is that internal judgment.
内心的审判对我们是大有好处的。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经是这样说，
If we judge ourselves,
他说如果我们审判自己，
we will not be judged by God.
神就不会来去审判我们了。
It is the desire of the merciful, loving, and compassionate God.
那位慈爱又充满了怜悯的神，他的心愿呢就是，
that the very moment that we are convicted of sin is the very moment we repent of it.
就是当我们承认自己的罪过的时候，我们即刻就去悔改了。
In fact, this is the measure of your growing in Christ.
事实上，这个正正是对于你来说是一个衡量的标准，是去衡量你在基督里面究竟成长了多少。
You can measure your growth in Christ by how short the time is between the time you come under conviction and the time you repent.
从你认罪到悔改之间的时间，这个间隔有多长，就能够去判断你在耶稣基督里面究竟有多成熟了。
If internal judgment does not happen,
如果你的内心是没有去审判你自己的，
you will be judged externally.
那你呢就要去面对外在的那种的审判了。
And if that does not work,
而如果这样做仍然是无效的话呢，
and does not bring you to repentance,
你仍然是没有悔改的话呢，
The worst of all judgment will take place, and that is eternal judgment.
咁最差嘅审判呢，就系去到末日嘅审判啦。
If the only option you give God is eternal judgment,
如果你只系俾神到咗永恒里边先至去审判你
，then this is the only option you're going to get back.
咁咧，神对你嘅审判亦都只有一种嘅结局啦。
By now, some of you are probably asking.
在此时此刻，可能有些人会这样问，
What can I do?
那我可以做些什么呢？
1 John 1:7 says,
首先约翰一书的一章七节那里说，
The blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses from every sin.
他说神儿子耶稣的血亦都洗净我们一切的罪。
I'm not talking just about renewing a commitment.
我并不是在这里讲重新肯定一个的承诺那么简单。
I'm not talking about just an emotional conviction.
我并不是在这里讲是情感上面那种的认罪。
I'm talking about the thing that you need to do in order to show the fruit of repentance.
我是在这里讲你一定要通过你的行为来去表现你的那种的悔改。
I'm talking about the restitution that you need to pay.
我在这里说的是你一定要付出一些的赔偿。
You have the choice whether to place yourself under internal judgment.
你可以选择将你自己是摆放在内心的审判之下。
Or external judgment.
又或者是在外在的审判之下。
Or eternal judgment.
又或者是在末日的审判之下。
You have a choice whether you place yourself under God's mercy or God's judgment.
你可以选择是将你自己摆放在神的恩典之下，定一话是神的审判之下。
This is the privilege that God is giving you today.
这个呢可以说是神给我们的一个特权来的。
I like to pray with you that this would be your decision.
我很想呢是跟你一起去祷告，是盼望呢你今天就可以做一个决定。
That you would say, Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for I have sinned.
你可以下决心去说，主耶稣啊，我犯了罪，求你饶恕我。
And I will make restitution of all my sin.
他说我愿意去补偿我的过错。
And you can be sure that God will answer this prayer.
你可以确信神是一定会听你的祷告的。
That is his promise.
这个呢是他的应许。好啦，咁呢一集嘅天路导向呢，我哋暂时讲到呢一度。喺呢个时候呢，好想同你分享一首诗歌，歌名叫做《只有你永恒的主》。
谁知心痛苦，谁解心里忧，谁可于这刻伴我身边诉，只有你永恒的主，每一刻等待心声，谁牺牲苦追，谁舍尊降卑，谁于漆黑中让每点光照遍，只有你永恒的主，带出光辉令我温暖。人海中常失落，每天感到压迫苦困，还愿你每天也纪念。求恩主启迪，使我能知道你是永恒，你是盼望，常在我心。容许我靠近你，永远心里忧，谁可于这刻伴我身边诉，只有你永恒的主，每一刻等待静听心声，谁牺牲苦遭，谁舍尊降卑，谁于漆黑中让每点光照遍，只有你永恒的主，带出光辉令我温暖。
好多谢大家咧，系收听呢一集嘅天路导向。咁希望咧，大家如果有任何信仰嘅疑难咧，都可以同我同埋麦克牧师咧去分享嘅。信封面咧，只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。好啦，今集嘅节目时间嚟到呢度，我哋下集再会。